Just want to welcome everyone today. Everybody that comes, we're just so grateful that you're here. This place has been called to be a house of prayer. And when Jesus drove out the money changers and all the people doing business and all the rigmarole that was going on in the temple, he said, "Shall not my house be called a house of prayer for all nations?" Everybody say all nations. That means north. That means south. I think south is that way. That means east is that way. And west is that way. The sun sets right over the parking lot. That's where the west is. That's how I know. I wish I could see it, but we got so many trees. It just looks like glowing red trees. Okay? The sun rises over there. So I could see that because we have a little bit of a clearing down the hill for the power line. So I get to see the sunrise a little better up here. But we have the four directionals of the world. And the other day, the Lord had started speaking to me about starting to pray again the four directions, north, south, east, and west. And I'm going to quote a scripture here in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 5. I want you to turn there in your Bibles. We're here to read the Word of God and actually eat the Word of God. We're going to eat the Word of God today. Amen. How many of you are hungry for the Word? I'm hungry for the Word. Man shall not live by bread alone or only, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So this is the Word of God. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 43. And we're here to declare verse 5 through 8. We're going to look at this passage, and that's going to be our launching pad or our runway for what God has for us. Amen? All right, Isaiah 43, 5. "Fear not, for I am with you." Amen. "I will bring your seed," or your offspring, "from the east. And from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, 'Give up,' and to the south, 'Don't hold back.' Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Bring out the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears, people who can see and hear." This is the me talking now. "People who can see and hear in another dimension because of Jesus." And we're going to talk about what it means here in this passage, and this is going to be my launching pad. Fear not. I want you all to say that really loud. One, two, three. Fear not, for I am with you. I would say that fear is the number one blockage to blessing. Fear. That's why God said it. I haven't counted them all up, but there's a whole lot of fear nots in the Bible. There's a bunch of them, right? Lynn, do you know? Are there 365 fear nots? One for every day of the year. Wonder why God has to tell us that every day. Well, yeah, he's got to tell us that. Fear, the number one emotion or attitude or spirit, actually. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And a spirit has to do with your attitude. Has to do with the way you're doing something. "Fear not, for I am with you." God's presence is with us. Amen. God is with us. And many times we don't act like he is. Because when you're a child and you're afraid, daddy comes with you, and guess what happens? You're not as afraid, are you? Because papa's with you. And it's the same thing with mom. When you're a child, there's something about the presence of the father that reduces the fear in your life. Because fear is the sign of unbelief. How do you know you're in unbelief? You're afraid. When you experience fear, you are in unbelief. You're going to be there. That's really hard to accept, but I'm afraid all the time. Well, the only way to change is to face up to the truth. Right? So let's look at the Word of God and let it challenge us, because I think we put up with fear too much. We put up with it. We just think, oh, I'll just deal with it, live with it, whatever. But the Bible says, Jesus said it, why are you full of unbelief? You're afraid. He just says it. Why are you fearful? Why? I am with you. I am with you. So God's presence is with us. You should not be afraid. Why? He's with us. Fear is the evidence of unbelief. And here's the key. We overcome fear through praise. We overcome fear through praise. Because what does praise do to us? It causes us to be aware of God's presence. God says, I'm with you. Fear not. But we don't know He's with us because we aren't praising Him. Because our mouth is not speaking praise. What is our mouth usually saying? Junk. Junk. Or, and we're going to talk about it, why our mouth oftentimes reflects what we see and what we hear. But God wants us, our mouth, to reflect the Word. And we have a choice. We have a choice of what comes out of our mouth, because it says out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you got Jesus in your heart, what kind of words are you going to say? Fear not. That's what you're going to say. You're not going to say, oh me, or oh my, or whatever words. If Jesus is in your heart, so we become aware of God's presence when we praise Him. We become aware of His presence. And God wants to expand our dimensions of praise. We're not praising Him from the north. We're not praising Him from the south. We're not praising Him from the east and the west if our limited thinking and faith is in our circumstances. God wants us to expand the horizons of our worship to the north. He wants to expand horizons of worship to the south. He wants you to start praising Him on the east and the west of your life. Some of us can walk north and we're okay, but then all of a sudden we go in a different direction west and our faith goes and our praise stops. God wants to bring us our worship and our praise and expand our horizons. And God was smart enough to put us on a globe. You can go north and keep going north as long as you want to. And you hit the top, and then you can keep going. No matter how far you go on the earth, right? You can keep going in whatever direction God tells you to go. There is no limits to your praise. God wants to show us, even by the earth, by the globe, that He gives us a sense of eternity. Because we're going around in this sphere. A straight line, I'm being a math teacher, a straight line in a sphere just keeps going, right? It doesn't have an ending. Once you start, you just keep going. And whatever direction you go in the earth, you're going. Then God wants to expand our praise. Our praise has been too limited. I'm telling you. I feel like the Lord wants us, and I'm going to tell you this, this is very, very important. We cannot be a house of prayer if we're not a house of praise. I'm sorry. You will not be a house of prayer until you become a house of praise, because Psalm 100 says, enter his gates with what? Moaning? Silence? Mumbling?
Thanksgiving.
And his courts with praise. So the way into the house of prayer is through the worship of God and the praise of God. Because when you praise God, you are speaking faith. You cannot expect to get your answers of prayer if you don't pray in faith. So praise gets your faith going. And you got to deal with fear by praising God. It says here, whom I created for my glory. God created you to glorify God. That's your purpose in life. That's your purpose. What's my purpose in life, Pastor John? To be God, be glory for God. Give him glory. And this last verse there, before I move on to the next scripture, it says, bring out the people who are blind yet have eyes. When you praise God, you are declaring what you see in the spirit, not what you see with your natural eye. When you praise God, you are declaring what you are hearing with your spirit, not with your natural ears. You're not doing it. You have got to get your eyes on heaven and get them off the earth. You've got to look up. You've got to see the horizon. You've got to get out on the north, the south, the east, and the west, and get your eyes off this. People who walk in fear and don't praise God walk around like this. How can you tell someone's depressed? Which way is their head going? That's right. And you lift up your eyes. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made this mess down. I mean, made heaven and earth. He, you know what I'm saying? He's got authority over this. He made it. He's the creator. He can fix it. Amen. Praise God. Praise is what we were created for. Now, we enter the house of prayer through the gate of praise. And you can't be a house of prayer unless you're a house of praise. You enter the house of prayer through the doorway. The doorway takes you from one place to another place. Praise takes you from fear and unbelief into faith and joy. Joy is the spirit of praise. Joy is the spirit of praise. Say it with me. Joy is the spirit of praise. In 1 Corinthians, it talks about what the Spirit of God's going to give you, right? And one of the things is praise of joy. Joy is a gift of the Spirit. Joy comes not when you're having a good time. Joy comes when the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. And he is always happy. He's joyful. You can grieve him, but he's joyful in before he rebukes you. I'm happy to do this. Get a life. Change. Listen to the word. But the joy of the Lord, it says the kingdom of God is not what? Meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, come on, and what? So that means you walk in here like this. You walk into this church, I will as enter his gates with moaning. Or how about with this? That's joy. Come on, I'm being sarcastic. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Mr. New York, he's coming out of me. Sorry. I have to repent from sarcasm, okay? Joy. It's in us. And it's if the kingdom of God is righteousness, right? Peace, That's getting saved, by the way. You're saved. God makes you righteous. You become holy. And the Holy Spirit comes in you and He gives you peace. And the first, come on, the first fruit of fear is He takes away your peace. And you start moving in anxiety. Come on. Anxiety, worry, people floating around doing this. I've been battling anxiety. And the Lord says, you got to put down some anxious spirits that are bothering you. You need to deal with it and deal with it now. You know, we get an increasing victory in our life. I cannot say that I've defeated every foe. Why? Because there's a whole lot more of them out there. And that means we're going to be fighting our battles to our dying breath, our last breath on this earth. You're going to have that sword in your hand, and we're never going to lay it down. Amen? Jesus fought all the way to the end. Don't think that somehow you're just going to have to sit back and kick back and relax to go to Florida. Sorry about that. To sit at the beach and never have to deal with anything anymore. Sorry. Even there, you got to deal with stuff, right? You still got to carry the sword of the Spirit, right? The sword of the Spirit has got to be your warfare. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And yet, we confess fear. Yet, we confess what we see. We confess it just because something doesn't line up with our natural eyes, what God told us, that somehow, you know what I'm saying? We have got to hold fast. And we got to praise God. We have to praise God. All right, Psalm 100. We're going to look at it. Psalm 100, the whole psalm. I want to establish or reestablish the gate of praise in this place. I want to reestablish the praise of God where you're just going to do it because the Word of God says. All right, a long time ago, an apostle from India, I was sitting on Hazelwood Lane. We were in a house church at that time. And he said, Brother John, he says, you don't praise Him when you feel like it. You praise Him until you feel like it. We are ruled by emotions and not by the Word. We need to repent. We need to stop it. We need to change. We got to stop being ruled by emotions. You know, and our media around us, we're surrounded by emotion provokers. I mean, you don't just say happy birthday. You got to say happy birthday, 25 hearts exploding with fireworks. There's got to be emotional. There got to be tears coming down. Oh, I love you. Why? Gets more attention on social media. But look, Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. We make a joyful noise because we have the joy of the Lord in us. So the Spirit, remember, that's the third part of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so we make a joyful noise. That includes everybody. There isn't a single person here that can't make noise. Come on. That means any kind of sound with any part of your body. Don't think, you know, and some people are very honest with me, Pastor John, you got a great voice, but me, I just make a joyful noise. That's good. You're Psalm 100, verse 1. I'm Psalm 100, verse 2. Come to His presence with singing. That's okay. They're both joyful noises. So don't let your voice stop you from making a noise. Make noise in God's presence. Don't just get in here and go, thank you, Jesus. That's not a noise. This is a noise. Glory! Woo! Yeah! Yes! That's it. Noise. This is a noise, clapping, banging. We used to beat cowbells. Barry Hussey was the apostle of the cowbell. We need some disciples of the cowbell. It doesn't have to sound great. Why? Because it's the noise that God wants us to make in His presence. He doesn't want us to use a quiet voice. Why? Because it's to the Lord all the earth. Serve Him with gladness. When you're happy, I mean, I cry sometimes when I'm happy, so tears are okay, but that's not usually what I do. I jump. Sometimes I go, wow, this is great. Oh, brother, we're in God's house. We need to be honoring and respectful. Serious. It's very serious. That's a religious spirit. Got it, guys? That is a religious spirit. It's not in the scripture. It's not there. You honor God by, we call it a happy racket, to make a happy racket. A joyful racket. Serve Him with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. So we always, here's the thing. A lot of people, when they come to church, you know, they're kind of like, hey, we're cool, we're chill, we're having a good fellowship time. Some of you are just getting your first cup of coffee, so you're not quite at that level right now. You're kind of like, well, you know, I'm just kind of. But it says that we should come into His presence with singing from the get-go. From the get-go. From the very first sound. From the very first sound, we need to let it rip. We need to let it roar. It is the Lion of Judah, not the Kitten of Judah. Mew, mew, mew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's the roar. That means, and you know what's cool about that roar? A lion produces fear by the roar, and the roar paralyzes the enemy. So what are we going to do with our roar? Paralyze the enemy. But you got to roar, not mew. Okay, praise God. He made us. We're His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. He's good. Why do we praise the Lord? He is right. Jenny, she exhorted us. He's good. That's why the Lord anoints that song. I will sing of the goodness of God. I'm not singing about the mess in the world. I'm not singing about my mess. I'm not going to sing about anything other than the goodness of God. God is good all the time. All the time God is good. He is steadfast and He is faithful. That word faith, by the way, is right there. Faithfulness means faith. It's the Hebrew word for faith. So it says that the Lord's grace endures forever and His faith to all generations. Faith and loyalty. It's being loyal to the Lord and not falling away. It's being true and loyal to the truth. Amen. Now let's go to Matthew 14, verse 22. We're going to look at the story. Now we're going to see it in the Gospels, and I'm going to call this scripture learning how to walk on the pathway of praise. On the pathway of praise. So the disciples see Jesus. That He tells them, I'm going to pray a while. You guys get on the boat and go to the other side while He dismissed the crowds. Next verse. He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. When evening came, He was there alone. Here we go. Next one. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. This is a picture of this world's challenges. We will deal with, at times, things that will rock our boat, baby. Right? And the boat is rocking because of the wind. Notice the waves are produced by the wind. Wind in the Bible has to do with the spiritual realm. Which spirits are moving that boat at this time? It's not the Holy Spirit. It is the spirits of the devil, his demons, every single piece of evil done in the earth. There's a devil behind it. Let me tell you something. God's not behind stuff like that. He is called the God of this what? He's the God of this world. So the evil of this world is not Jesus. It's not God's not fault for that. But he's the God of this world. And so when the spirits or these winds rock the boat and create these waves, this is the enemy. This is a spiritual thing. You can't see the wind, right? But it's dealing with it. So we have to learn how to deal with the invisible dimension of life. Deal with the invisible. Call out the Holy Spirit and call out the devil. But don't just try to do it in your own strength. Golly. It says, now look here. The wind was against them. There are times when you try to walk out this Christian life and the wind will be against you. You can feel it pushing back when you're trying to do something. You're trying to go somewhere. You're trying to accomplish something in your life. And you know what? This church, this church was prophesied to by Kent Christmas in 1992. And he said, you guys have been living in a cocoon and you haven't had any wind against you. You haven't had any trouble or struggles. But he said, it's going to come. And you're going to come out better as a result of it. But it happened. We had some winds coming against us. Some resistance to the call of God. It was a hurricane. It was. It was intense. And there are times when the winds are going to come against you. But God says, I am with you. And we're going to see this here. Acted out in this beautiful scene here. It's an amazing scene. It's one of my favorites, actually. When Jesus comes to them in the midst of their struggle, notice Isaiah 43, I am with you. Fear not. I am with you. Jesus comes to them in the midst of their struggle, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the sea, in the midst of the wind being against them. And they thought it was a ghost. They thought it wasn't Jesus. And there are times when God, the first thing that God has to do with you in your storm is to get you to recognize Jesus. Because what you think is Jesus may not be Jesus. He's coming to you. And then he says to them this, they cried out in fear. So what's the dominant attitude and spirit on that boat amongst those Christians, those disciples? Fear. But Jesus immediately spoke to them. When that happens, when fear comes in your heart, I want to encourage you today, there is a word of the Lord waiting for you to destroy the fear in your life. To destroy fear. He says, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. What's he saying? Take courage. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Be of good cheer. Don't worry. Be happy.